Dita's halacha lemaisa, of the basics of hachazara. So you have a framework as you're working away through Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, so things fit into place, and we'll point to where there's sort of the open fields for discussion, which next time and beyond, and then also leave you with sort of the overall big machlos hashnaz and sarb in terms of what's driving hachazara. So the truth is, if you look at it, it's not a bad idea to take a look at the Shemini Shabbos Kol Chasa. It's always not a bad idea to take a look at the Shemini Shabbos Kol Chasa. And particularly when you have dinim that have a lot of tanayim, a lot of factors, so he tends to organize it very, very smoothly. When you look at, you work your way through the Mechaber Ramah, work your way through the Tur Beis Yosef and the Reish Gimel Sif Beis, there are really lamasa six conditions, ideally, that we look for when you do, in order to allow hachazara lechatchila, and I would organize them into two columns. Conditions, two columns, because on the right column are two things that have to do with Melechas Bishul Daraisa on the left, but the four that relate to the Iser V'Hachazara Nidrabanan. It has to be Mevushkal, the way we paskin, it has to be Mevushkal Tzarko, and assuming that it's liquid, it has to be Lonet Stan Lagamri, right? That's Mevushkal Tzarko, because we paskin like Tosis and the Rambam against the Rosh, going back to when we learned Shin Yudches. And Ein Bishul Acha Bishul only applies in Mevushal Kol Tzarko. We are not makel to say Ein Bishul Acha Bishul once it's Machal Ben Drusai. So to put a foot there, if the food, if you took the chalent off the heat on Shabbat Friday night, it turns out that it's still half raw. So to put the chalent back on, we assume would be an Issur D'oraisa of Bishul. Or if you took the chalent off, chalent is usually seem to be liquidy enough to count as lach, and you were it stayed off for so long that it cooled off lagamre. That probably is going to happen if you have a very small chalent pot. But if it's nistan lagamre, so then we assume that by davralach yesh bishul achar bishul. If it's nistanim, as long as it's war, there's mevushal kol tzarko, and it retains some warmth, even if it's under. Yeah, remember we assume, like Ashkenazim assume, like the Ramah against the Mechaber, even if it dips under Yatzeletus bow, as long as it still has not hit room temperature, that is fine. But those two, again, then those two conditions have to be in place, otherwise you're dealing with Meleches Bishul Min HaTorah. Then, but beyond that, even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko and it's not in Stan Lagamri, but it's still in Isser HaChazar, which our Mishnah beginning of Maseches of Perakira discusses. And that, as you saw, the Gemara deals with on Lamaches and Beis. The Gemara works through a number of different conditions. The Mishnah and the Mishnah on Lamed Vavere talks about the need for Grufa Ketuma, and then the Gemara on Lamaches works through several other issues. You have the issue of Agavi Akira, Odu Biyado, and Dait Lachzer. We only allow you to do Hachazar on top of the Kira, not Lasoch Akira. And then the famous two are the Odu Biyado. So the way it appears in the open up Shulchan Aruch, the way it appears there is you need all of these conditions. All of these conditions, we generally assume that Odu B'Yado means as opposed to, not only as opposed to letting go of it, we usually assume it means even as opposed to putting down the floor, but still holding on to it. That's some debate in poskim. We definitely, at least with L'chatchila, want you to hold it and to hold it in the air. Those who have the opportunity to deal with Friday night Shalom Morosh HaKolel, the Rai Lulitz Humerus, know that to hold a very large cauldron of chalent in midair is a bit of a challenge. Sometimes you have to have multiple people. The more mitts you have, the more people you can get to help hold the chalent. So that is the approach lechatchila. We wanted all six things in place. Mevushkol Tzarko Lo Nistan Lagamrei Davi Tzam Lech Special. And we want you're only putting it back on top of the, you're not putting it back into the oven, and you only, well, maybe we should reorganize them. The place you're putting it back to is going to be on top, not inside, and it's going to be Grufa Ketuma, and then while it's off, you want it to be Oh, the Biyodo with that, the Lachzer, and that, those two conditions, obviously, the fact that you're still holding it and you took it off with intent to put it back on, so those two together, each one serves to connect the placing on the fire with the Shehiyah Rishona. That makes it a Hachazara. That makes it a return as opposed to putting it on totally afresh. That's l'chatchila position. Will be an example of ein da'at al hachzer. But then while you're still holding it, will be an example of debiado be ein da'at al hachzer. While you took it off and you're still holding it, while you're still holding it, at some point that we actually don't have something else. Or let's say Shmir Shabbos gives an example. Let's say you had two pots on the fire. You had two pans, covered pans on the fire. One was for tonight, one was for tomorrow. And you guessed wrong. And you took off the tomorrow food tonight. Now, so that's, you're holding it, you lifted the lid, you say, fault. Now what? I took off the wrong thing. That's O-W-O-D-O. But it's ein da'at l'chazer. You took this off thinking this was tomorrow's food. You weren't planning to put it back. You took it off thinking it's for right now. Took it off thinking it's tonight's food. Then you open up and you notice that it's really tomorrow's food. So what would you do in such a scenario, yeah?
I think if you took it off, whatever you took off, you had in mind you wanted to put that food back, even though it was really meant for
tomorrow. Oh, so that's like a hatar of sezarim. And had I known, I'd say it was ein da'at l'chazer, al da said this was tonight's food. Yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting approach. I don't know if the post can take that approach. That is appealing. It is, though, an example of the following. Yeah.
I mean, as long as you have to
come on it, yeah. So that's what the bear right there. So the bear halacha. There's a long bear halacha that's could I take a look at? Dira maskel v'yizaher. The one. Excuse me. No. The bear halacha is dira maskel v'daitel. There's several very critical bir halachas here. Dir Rasul v'daitel hachzer on page Chav Beis. See, he points out that he lines up the Rishonim who say that it's either or. You saw the Gemara go through a discussion about daitel hachzer by Oda B'yado. So Beis Yosef presents it, and therefore Shulchan Aruch paskins that you must have both conditions. That's to be Oda B'yado v'daitel hachzer. And the bir halacha says, I have a list of Rishonim who thought it's either or. And either one, the halacha l'maisa, either one of the conditions is good enough. And again, the logic is, as we said before, both of these conditions serve the same purpose. Oda v'yodo and daito l'achzer both serve the purpose of connecting the plane of that to what it was on before. It's not like a new start, because after all, I'm still holding on to it. I didn't put it down, put it away, and I intended to put it back. So we assume, l'chatchila, that you should have both. The Be'er Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos thinks we should pass this way. Lamasa says the Lamakim Tzorach, even if it's not the biggest tzorach in the world, is the Lamakim Tzorach. You should be allowed to rely on. It's going to make a significant difference. You should be allowed to rely on one without the other. Again, you have to have otherwise dealing with Bishul Doraisa, and it's the place you're putting it back to. Needs to be a stove top and not inside of an oven. It has to be al gabi akira and needs to be grufa uketuba. It needs to be blecht. But in terms of the sort of the variable ones, the odi b'yodai tachzer, so the Shmir Shabbos kilchas is very taken by the Be'er Halacha and assumes that that there are many. Be'er Halacha actually writes. He says there were many. We showed him that Beis Yosef seems not to have had. He didn't have access to this rishon, to that rishon. He said, if he would have known, maybe he would have thought otherwise. That's the. And he says, Be'er Halacha says, we're dealing with the Drabbanon. The maximum is the Drabbanon. You're dealing with Isra HaChazar. We're not dealing with the Safik as the Drabbanon. So Be'er Halacha thinks you could be Makel. The Shmir Shabbos says, Makam Tzorech. He thinks you could be Makel. You definitely shouldn't set the situation up like that. But if you get stuck, so he thinks you have room. He thinks if you get stuck. And then he says there are other coolas to think about. Also, if you put it down on some other surface, like a counter, perhaps, or a chair, rather than put it on the floor. Maybe there's more room to make. That's the thing, but Shmini Shabbos certainly thinks, again, these two are non-negotiable. These two, Moshe Beltzarko and Bonus Dadalagam, are absolutely non-negotiable. Otherwise, you're dealing with a concern of Bishul Doris. And then you have the place you're putting it is going to be only al gabei hakira. Okay, only put it back on the stove top, and you're going to make sure that that fire is grufa ktuma, that's covered. So the odio that's lachzer. So Shmuel Shabbos is willing to say, based on the Be'er Halacha, if you don't have both, you have one. It's a litzorach, there's room to be megal. Now let's talk a little further in terms of practicalities. Let's say it's not grufa ktuma. What else is fixable? Grufa ktuma is fixable. That's another issue. It's fixable because you are, Alethim, you may have mentioned this a while ago, Shmir Shabbos is very clear, he thinks there's no problem with, it's before Shmir Shabbos also, that you can cover the fire. There's no muksa problem. Shmir Shabbos is even open to moving a blech over. The blech is a different fire you don't need. I want to put the food here. I can take the blech from there, put it here, or you just take a metal pan. You take an empty metal pan, put it down on top of the stovetop, and that's your blech. And that's your blech. Now the fire is grufa ktuma. So grufa ktuma is if you picked up the challan pot to take food and the blech fell, that's solvable. Grufa ktuma is solvable. Agave kira, that's where you're planning to put it. You plan to put it onto a stove top. And the odor of that lach, you ideally want to have both. Le'ez ha-tzorech, post are ready to make on one or the other. And then the post can go a step further. Shmir Shabbos thinks you can follow. Mr. Brewer talks like this. Rama quotes a Ran, a remarkable kula from the Ran. The way the Shmir Shabbos presents it is you can rely on this Ran if you're otherwise not going to have hot food for Shabbos. If this is your entire hot food, and without it, you're stuck. So he thinks you can rely on the Ran. The Ran talks about the following. Rama quotes from the Ran. Beis Yosef talks about length, based on Iran, based on Yerushalmi, that the whole Isser HaChazara is only if the food came off the fire before Shabbos, you want to put it back on the fire on Shabbos. That's where you need the Odeviel Don Datalach. The food was on the fire when Shabbos started, and then you took it off, that's fine, you can put it back on. No matter what's a good question. Certainly you can't violate Bishul. So it certainly has to be a Bishul called Sarko. And it has to be, if it's Lach, it has to be Lonet Stanein Lagamre. The Magen Avraham has a discussion, maybe the need for Lonet Stanein here is also, it can't have cooled off, even if it's a solid food. That's a further debate. Maybe this Ran is only Mekel, Ramotos, Lonet Stanein. Maybe because if your mamish cooled off, you put it in the fridge, it's mamish cool. Or even if you didn't put it in the fridge, you left it out long enough that mamish went down to room temperature, maybe that totally disconnects it from when it was on originally. But that's a debate. But the Rama does quote this Ran, says Yesh Mekilin, he's not very excited about it. But the Ran essentially would say that you can ignore both of these if the food started on the fire on Shabbos. If food started on the fire on Shabbos, you can ignore Odeviado and Daito Lahachzir. So the Shmir Shabbos presents it based on the Mishavura is if that's going to make the difference between having hot food for Shabbos and not having hot food for Shabbos. So then, in other words, if let's say someone took it off, didn't realize what they were doing, took it off, and it was either too early for Friday night, or this was the extent of your hot food for Shabbos day, and it all came off Friday night, and it's not over the other end that lachzer. So that's where Shmir Shabbos ends. If that's l'tzorach gadol, otherwise you have no. It's going to be a cold food for Shabbos. Then you have the right to rely on the ram. It's fully cooked. It's still in starting the gamrei, and you're putting it back onto a covered fire. But it's totally disconnected from before. And But in place of this, it has to have started on the fire, as Shabbos on the fire. It was on the Blech when Shabbos started, and it was taken off, came off, fell off, whatever it is. So you have the right to, if it's mamash tzorech gadol, all of your hot food for Shabbos depends on this, then you can rely on the Ran that we can ignore both of these, both Oedbilga and Ait Lachzer, assuming that it at least began with a Shehiyah al Gabi Ha'esh when Shabbos came in. If you left it off the fire, if it came off the fire before Shabbos even started, then there's nothing to talk about. So that's the basic layout of the conditions of Hachazara. There's more to talk about on a couple of fronts, and then we'll just take some questions. Let me lay out what more we're going to talk about going forward in terms of details. One issue to talk about is some of the Rishonim have a debate. Is there an Isser HaChazara right before Shabbos? Which is an interesting issue. So Bliner, we'll talk about that next time. And there may be more than one reason why one should say, you would assume Shehiyah is when you set it up from before Shabbos. But HaChazara, to say there's an Isser HaChazara, to put it back on the fire before Yom Kippur Shabbos, so that's an idea that different Chachmei Ashkenaz have for different reasons. So Bliner, we'll get to that next time. Another issue is, let's say you don't have the coolest in place, but we assume you can't put it al gabi ha'esh, but hachazara samach la'esh is mutter. What's called samach la'esh is a good question. How close is close? Let's say on the blech, but it's not on top of the fire. You got slesbo, not yet slesbo. So that question of samach la'esh is an important question. Poskim have some discussion about warming drawers. We were told about not doing hachazara into the Tanur only into the Kira, only Al-Gabi HaKira. The question is, how about, is there any way, so some of the posts can have a way to solve the warm question of putting food into warming drawers. Now, this is HaChazara. We'll leave the food in the warming drawer from before Shabbos and take it out, Vizehu, on Shabbos, that there may be more room local. So we want to, going forward, we'll talk about devices as promised, both on a Shia perspective and a Hachazara perspective, in terms of non-adjustable hot plates, in terms of warming drawers have to work out, lahak lahachmer, what the story is with these items. Another item coming up, a more ancient device, is what appears in Se'if Hey, which is Kedera al-Gabi Kedera, that we do allow you to even mechadash, take food out of the refrigerator. It's not Shia, it's not Hachazara, it's Ma'am, it's the worst, Nesina mechadash. Taking food and starting now to put it on, if you can put it on a kedera al-gabi kedera. In other words, you're not going to put it directly al-gabi eish, you're going to put it on top of the chalom pot. That's why it's kedai. If you're buying if you're in the market for chalom pots, it's always kedai to get a flat-top chalom pot with no handle that sticks up. The flat-top chalom pot allows for a kedera al-gabi kedera. You have a handle that sticks out off the top of your chalom pot, and then you can't put anything there. That would be a shame. Right. So that's based on the din that appears in Sefei. Yeshu Gimel Sefei, Kedera, Al-Gabe, Kedera. To put food, Al-Gabe, Kedera, that's not considered to be Al-Gabe H. Just like it's mutter to put food, Mecharash, that we saw, the Sigya of Madura, to put it, Keneged HaMadura, if it's not Al-Gabe H, the one type of not Al-Gabe H, which is mutter, is horizontally off to the side. We have to discuss how far horizontally off the sides they have to be to qualify as Neshal Al-Gabe H. The other type of shal gabi ha'esh is the kedera gabi kedera, where you have a pot in between. There's more detail to talk about that, but certainly if it's a legitimate, real pot of food you're planning to eat, like a chalom pot, but to put fully cooked food, it's not going to be matur and serbishal, but to put fully cooked, dry food on top of the chalom pot is not a problem. So those are some of the detailed issues we need to take up next time. So let's take some questions now, and then I want to end by briefly sketching out the larger machlokas harishonim about the time of Hachazara, so that hopefully set you up for the next week of Limud. Yeah, questions?
Two questions. Who's the opposite opinion of the Be'er Halacha about
conditions? Oh, yeah, Mechayel Shulchan Aruch. And they still say, I believe the Ramah also. I'm not sure Ramah takes a clear stand. I think he does.
He says you need both 5 and 6.
Rama also. Rama, because Mechaber said in Siv Beis, you need Oda B'yadam. The Rama says, Ein Yedai Tal Hachzir. And then Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, you need both. I believe the Mechaber says you need both.
And 3 and 4, they're also not negotiable, right? Agavikir and Gruf Ketuma.
Right. But Gruf Ketuma is practically fixable. Because Gruf Ketuma means you have a blech on the fire. So if it fell off, you can put it back on. Or just take a pan and put it on. That's a fixable problem. But there's no way to compensate. There's, I can't go back in time if my das is not on zero. I can't change that. The question is, can I ignore it? Do I have the right to ignore it? Maybe it doesn't matter, yeah.
The kula or the litter from the rat, that's only if you're not going to have food for the daytime?
Yeah. I mean, the rat himself was mako across the board, but we only accept the rat under those, let's go. Yeah.
To clarify, if something was taken off of the chum butter, agave ish, wasn't in the bushel called sercho yet, but it hasn't gotten less than yet, so let us vote.
We pass like Tosafot Rambam that Ein Bishal Achar Bishal is only once in the Bushel Kotzar. Does that be a problem? Even to put it near the fire, to put it in a place where it's maintained to cook, there's no way around that. If you're dealing with what you hear is the right side, so this is a problem. Whether it's Hagabesh, Kir Kedera, Dabi Kedera, Kenegra, Madura, nothing's going to help you. But there you deal with the mamash a real submission. Now, if someone else put it back on, in terms of Maisa Shabbos, if someone put it back on, and if it was an Easter or a Sabbath, it was Bipaskim Issa Daraisa, to put the 75% challenge back on the fire, because we pass like close to the Rambam, the Ein Bishal Achar Bishal only once in the circle. However, the Prima Gana we spoke about in the past, in Shin Yud Ches, he says that Maisa Shabbos is only Aser. No, well, even leaving that aside, even if I did it, if someone else did it, Maaser Shabbos is only when there's no shita that's mako. In other words, we don't follow the Rashba. We assume the Ein Bishal Achar Bishal is only once in Mushkal Tzorko. But the Rashba is a real shita. Rashba, well, the only Rishonim, he holds that La'achar Macha Ben Jusai, Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. We would never rely on that. We would never allow you to put it back on based on Rashba, but Prima Gama says if there's a significant shita on mekila that we don't follow, that's matir maisa shabbos. So if someone put the food back on when it's 75% cooked, we would not have a problem eating it subsequently. Someone does. If someone tells you Shabbos morning, oh yeah, I took the shalom, yeah, I really, I'm glad, you know, I took it off. I'm glad it's done now because I took it off, you know, a few hours ago and it was really, you know, it was still half raw. It was, you know, 3/4 cooked. So he did the wrong thing, but there's no, neither for him nor for you is it usher to eat it, because we rely on the Rashba for Maaser Shabbos, even though we don't rely on the Rashba for Maaser Shabbos, meaning the Easter to eat the results of an Issur. Yeah, other questions on this? Yeah.
Maybe it's subjective. What's like a mamish tzorach gadol?
Tzorach gadol is that you're not going to have any hot food for Shabbos. This is the entirety of your hat, even when we rely on the Ran. So the way the, again, they're different, post have different approaches. It's reported that the Rav was willing to be, rely on this Ran, did share this Ran with a number of his constituents in Boston. Got to figure out to what extent you make under what circumstances. The way the Shemir Shabbos presents it is if you're not going to, otherwise not going to have hot food on Shabbos, that's enough of itself to rely on.
You
would
rely
on
it to like get your potatoes for Friday night, like be warm.
Do you have other food? Stay with. But here, another important point in terms of what we were just saying before. If someone knows, it's important to keep the right in mind in all cases, once again, in terms of our vehechazir. In other words, if someone put the food back on, even though we would have said, why are you putting the food back on? It's not Odiyah, it's not that lobster. You have other food, you can make do without this. But if someone did put it back on, whether I did or someone else did, the Ran is certainly, again, the Ran is a major Baal Shita. So even if we would not normally advocate the Ran, no one, the Ramah, recognized the Ran as a significant Mako. Certainly for Maaser Shabbos purposes, we would say, if it was put onto a fire that's Guf HaKtuma, it's not a Bishul problem, so then certainly we would not hesitate to eat the food to eat the food later. Yeah.
Where does a worm drop fit in?
Yes, yeah, so I want to talk next time, you know, next time or the time after. Okay, once we see all the principles, we'll talk about the devices. Okay.
And also, what's the outcome of like the round, like before Shabbos and then after Shabbos? Why is it making a difference?
Yeah, well, where the round comes from. So this brings us to what I wanted to end with, which is, unless you have a practical question.
Yeah, but what's the shear for taking also? Meaning, is it, if it's still like a smidge on top of the cure, is that called still hot, or is it?
If it slides off and slides back on?
Yeah, let's say, is there at some point where it's called off?
Yeah, so that's, I want to get to that next time, in terms of some of, and there may not be full reciprocity. We have to see, right? Eider has a whole long tirade about this. It could be there are places that we consider quasi-Agabi Esh also. Maybe I can, whatever, we need to get more into that. So let me just close now with the larger machlokas, and one of the interesting nafkaminas is this Ram. Is the question is how do you? The Mishnah tells us on Daf Lam and Vav, there's the issur of Hachazar. The question is why? The Gemara was clear in the first parak that Shehiyah. Remember we said Shehiyah. Beishavah would say Shehiyah is asked because of Ma'aseh Shabbat, because of Shvisas Kalim. They still don't accept the issur of Shvisas Kalim. They still assume you can set up your Kalim to do Malacha over the course of Shabbos. Certainly he said it came to begin Malacha before Shabbos and continue into Shabbos. That's we pass like Basil, that's not a problem. Why should he us or she is us in the Jabbana? Not because of Malacha's Bishul, but Exera Shamiyachata Begachal. So the question is whether that's true for Hachazara as well or not. So the Bali Atosos, and it begins, like Willow points out, Thomas Efra Yasher. Is very, very, in Amorach, I think it's very involved in that piece in Sefer Yashar. The Baal Yatosis of the opinion that Hachazara is also a Gzeira Shem Yechatah. All three, Shehiyah, Hachazara, and Hatmana, for the Baal Yatosis, everything is Shem Yechatah. Everything is Shem Yechatah. While for the Chachmei Svarad, particularly the Rashba, the Ran, I think the others as well, the Ritva, Ramban, it's something totally new. It's like they talk about Mexican Mevashel. The Mexican Mevashel probably means that it's like Bishul Drabbana. Minha Torah in Bishul Achar Bishul. Minha Torah, it's already cooked, so put it back on the fire, it's not a problem. Yeah, but Midrabbana, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. It's like a Drabbana extension of Bishul. So that can have a number of different nafkaminas. Number one, it's going to shape how you understand Odebiyo Daitel Achzer. It's going to shape why you think that we're clearly more Machzer HaChazara than HaChazara than Shehiyah. Even for Hanan, you need to have Grufa Ketuma. Yad Machzer Ben Drusa. Hachazar is always with Mevushal Chal Tzarko. So we're more Machzer, Machmer, and Hachazara than on Shia. So why is that? According to Hanani, why do you need to have a blech for Hachazara, but you don't need to have a blech for Shia? To leave the food on the fire if it's fully cooked, Hanani says, is mutter. But to put it back on is a problem. So according to the Chachmei Svar, it's Pashat. It's not a concern of Shem, it's something new. Now we need the Grufa Ketumah for a different reason. Yeah, it's not a problem of Shem Yechatah B'Gachalim. That's right. Chananya says, once you pass Machal Ben Shem, Shem Yechatah B'Gachalim. But to put the food on Shabbos, that's already like a Bishul Drabbanan. If you blech the fire, so then it already makes it obvious, I'm not really trying to cook. This becomes less and less like cooking. While for the Baal HaTosfos, it's all Shem Yechatah. Lamai, the approach would be something along the lines of to leave it on the fire is one thing, to put it back on the fire is another thing, because if I'm getting busy with it, there's more of a concern that I'm going to care about the fire. I left it on from before Shabbos. I left it on, I'm not on top of it. I left it from before Shabbos. There is some concern that I'll come around and poke the fire. Okay. But the concern is far greater if I'm actually putting it back on now. So now I'm noticing, now I'm caring. I want it to get hot or to reheat. So if I'm getting busy with it on Shabbos, the concern of Shamichat is greater. So that's why, even though it's already Lachamacha ben Drusai, a Shehi Lachamacha ben Drusai doesn't require a Guf Ketuba according to Chananya, but Hachazara does. So you always need a Blech when you're playing, when you're doing Hachazara. Another Nafkin, there are several Nafkinas. One more for now is that Ram. That Ram is a particularly powerful expression of this approach that's all about. That's right. It's all about Bishul. If it's all about Bishul, then the whole idea of you're keeping it plugged in. This is not a new start. This is all just a continuation of the original Shehiyah, and therefore it's not Mexican Bashul. Not like it doesn't look like, oh, I'm taking food, I'm cooking it. No. It was on the fire before. It was bubbling away. I just took it off, put it right back on. So that's not such a mechzi kimavashal. So that the Ran seems to think that even if it wasn't on the Daitlach, if it was already on the beginning of Shabbos, people know. This is already cooked. This is cooking when Shabbos came in. People are paying attention, some sort of svar like that, to figure out how to be magir exactly. But the notion that you were asking before, what's the svara? Why should I say the food was on the beginning of Shabbos, so then I could take more liberties in terms of putting it back on? The food was not on the beginning of Shabbos, I can't take those liberties. So it's an application of the svara of the Chachmei Svarad, that the whole Isra HaChazara is a Mexican Vashal. When I say it's a particular application, what I mean is you could hold of the basic yisod, it's not a necessary naftamina. You could hold the basic yisod Mexican Vashal, but still say this is quite an extension, it's not Mexican Vashal because it was on the beginning of Shabbos. So you can hold of the basic yisod without taking it to the lengths that the Ran did. But you're going to need to hold of the yisod if you want to take it to the lengths that the Ran did. As if you say it's a concern of Shem Yechata, what does it matter? It came off the fire 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. Well, why not mean it? Right now, I'm putting it back on, and we should be worried that I'm going to adjust the fire, put it back on. I want it to get hot. I want it to heat up quickly, whatever the case may be. So I may start adjusting the fire. So that's the overall. So again, in a number of details, the six conditions. Well, the standard is only if it's. The six conditions. The Rosh Hashanah below the standard of the in terms of where it's going, it needs to be going to a fire which is Grufa Ketuma and is a stove top rather than an oven. Again, we'll have to deal with warming drawers. There may be ways to deal with warming drawers, at least in principle, as to be able to go on top of the oven and on top of the stove and on top of a covered fire. And while it was off, it needs to be plugged back to the original Shehiya, ideally with both Odio and Daitel Achzer. Mishnah Berurah and Shabbos are open to relying on just one of the two if there's a significant Tzorach. And Tzorach Gadol, and there's no hot food for Shabbos, we would even be willing to allow it to rely on the Ran, which we just discussed, to do HaChazar, even if you have neither Odio nor Daitel Achzer, but it was on at the beginning of Shabbos.